defending the heartland from coastal elites every day. Here's Steve.
As you well know, I'm a guy who needs to fish, and I need to get out in the fresh air on a fairly regular basis. Spent some time in Montana and Wyoming here in the last couple of weeks with the family. Loved it. And just before that, spent some time going out of Holland onto the big water of Lake Michigan. Had a great time over there with some good friends. And just what a spectacular place West Michigan truly is. And Holland, just wonderful. Sally Helen Lakaitis here is the Executive Director of the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Sally, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
So how is Holland today?
Holland is absolutely lovely today. The big lake is going to be about 75, so people can enjoy some swimming. It'll be calm. And the other thing, we have our wonderful sidewalk sales going on today and tomorrow. So there are great deals in beautiful downtown Holland for those who love to shop.
Man, you got it going on. So, you know, I'm going to commend you guys. You do a great job when it comes to promoting your city. You're one of the cities that I see when I drive down the road. There's a couple of cities that I see on billboards all over the state. Yours is one of them.
Yes, thank you. We actually have a wonderful creative team of three people, and they actually do all of the creative, come up with the ideas for the billboards, and they seem to work because people come into the office and they say, "Wow, I saw this billboard. I've always wanted to come to Holland. Here I am."
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, once they get there, they go, "Why haven't I been here before?"
We hear that a lot. And you know, Steve, this year I was just doing some tracking. We're open 7 days a week year-round because we feel like if we're inviting people to come to Holland, then we need to be there to say, "Hey, we're glad you're here." And so far this year, we have had visitors from 39 foreign countries and 6 Canadian provinces, as well as all 50 states. We truly are a wonderful destination.
Well, a couple of those states, like Mississippi and Alabama, are like foreign countries, so I think I'd count them twice.
There you go. Okay, I just went up to 41.
Yeah, there you go. Just count them twice.
You.
You know, for people that don't realize, I mean, when I got to, I'll be honest with you, I grew up in Michigan. I didn't spend much time in Holland. I didn't go there till a few years ago for the first time. It's spectacular. You've got the beaches. You've got the great lake there that you have right in town and so forth, Mackatawa. So you have a lot of different things going on. I think it's reflective of West Michigan. I don't think people realize in many parts of the state that don't live in West Michigan what a spectacular jewel it really is.
You know, Steve, I think that's true. And the comment we hear the most from people coming in the door is, people are so friendly. People are so nice. And that's really true. I've lived in other parts of the country and had the good fortune to move back to Holland and start promoting the community. And there is a certain friendliness and a certain ambiance that people in all of West Michigan just love to share with others.
We're
very, very fortunate.
Yeah, you've got the Tulip Festival, of course, that happens. When does that happen? April,
that's
May?
Actually, it always starts the first weekend in May.
There you go.
And runs for 7 days. And in 2019, we will be celebrating our 90th anniversary of the Tulip Time Festival.
How did that get started, just out of curiosity?
There will be big, big things going on this year.
Yeah, how did that all get started there? I mean, obviously, we know Holland in Europe has tulips and wooden shoes and all that stuff. What was the genesis of it here?
It actually got started by a high school biology teacher by the name of Lyda Rogers, and she went to city council and she said, "You know, we have this Dutch name. Why don't we buy like 10,000 tulip bulbs and plant them and then invite people to come and visit?" And that was exactly what happened, and the town just burst forth into beautiful, beautiful bloom in May. And then, interestingly enough, in the 30s, Tulip Time became a real destination for movie stars from L.A. They would come, and they would stay in Holland, and they would go to this little festival. The festival has had a number of iterations over the years. It started out as a 3-day festival,
right,
and it moved to a 10-day festival. Now it's an 8-day festival. I think the Tulip Time office has nailed it. I think they've got it just right.
Had to find the sweet spot.
And we're so excited about our 90th coming up.
Yeah, you had to dial in the sweet spot and find out where the best time frame was. I spent time at Holland State Park, fabulous state park, right across the street from Sugar Sand, because Michigan, yes, you've got the best sand, one of those stretches of sand that's just fabulous on Lake Michigan. So I spent time at your state park, fabulous state park, for people who just want to come over and say, hey, I don't know much about it. I got an RV. What should I do? Tell you what you do. You go to Holland State Park, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing that I like about the state park is they do, the entire state park system in the state of Michigan does programming throughout the year. They do like a meteor watch where you can go out at night from 9 to 11 and watch the stars. They do wonderful programming for kids. And actually, Holland State Park is typically in the top three in terms of the most visited state parks within the entire state park system.
Yeah, it's a terrific state park. It should be. Not a lot of time left, but I will also say this because I think it's important for people to know this. If you're not familiar with Holland, it is a great place to own and start a business, named the best small city to start a business by Wallet Hub. So that's another little feather in your cap.
It is, and we were actually just named by Architectural Digest. They named one community in each of the 50 states as the prettiest community, and Holland won that accolade.
So you're going to need a bigger shelf.
Right.
You're going to need a bigger shelf for anything you got going on.
We invite everyone to come, and if they need more information, our website is holland.org. Very easy.
Very simple. Holland.org. Well done. Your job is easy because your product is solid, Sally. It makes it easy. But thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
There you have it. Sally Helen Lakaitis, the Executive Director of the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, the CVB there. Pretty proud of her product, as she should be. It's the Steve Beaver Show on a Friday, so if you're looking for something cool to do today, go to Holland. Maybe there's a microbrew over there, a nice hotel room, a B&B, whatever you need. It's all there, and it's all part of Pure Michigan. It's the Steve Gruber Show.